This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound gross, but there is, amazingly enough, a $1.3 billion a year secondary market that is a resale market for sneakers. Now, I should say these aren't any old tennies. They are special limited editions, often branded with a big name athlete or a celebrity. Air Jordans from Nike, also Yeezys from Adidas and Kanye West. You search retro Nikes on eBay and you will find listings in the tens of thousands of dollars. And don't even get me started on sneaker resale apps. Marketplace's Sally Herships has more on that.
There are collectors and then there are collectors.
Right now, I have 185 pairs of shoes.
Oh my God, where do you keep them?
I keep them in my closet. And
how big is your closet?
My closet's pretty deep.
Robbie Williams is 28. He lives in the Bronx, and he has no room left in his closet because it is full up of sneaker love. You look like you're talking about your girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. It's a love affair. I mean, the way I lace them, the way they hit my foot. The way the light hits them, it's just, I have them tattooed on my arm.
There, in green ink, etched into William's upper arm, is a pair of Jordan 5s. In case you don't know, they're named for Michael Jordan, the former NBA player.
Growing up in the 90s, you know, athletes were superheroes. You idolized them, and the closest you could get to that was that shoe.
Used to be, to track down a pair of resale sneakers, you had to know a guy or go from store to store to store. Now there are apps for that, like StockX, Slang, or Goat. But there are still problems. When new sneakers come out, some consumers wait in line, sometimes for days. Fights have broken out. So brands like Nike and Adidas are creating apps of their own. The idea is to let sneakerheads reserve shoes online so they don't have to wait in line. But for special editions, buyers are limited to one pair each, and reaction has been divided. Megan Ann Wilson is a sports stylist. She dresses pro ball players. We're talking across the street from Stadium Goods, a sneaker store.
It's really hard. Like, you have to get in line online in an app to have the right to go and buy the shoe in store.
Sneaker shopping has become so hard, Wilson says, even NBA players with sponsorship deals can't always get the shoes they want. Some styles are only released in small numbers, and pro ballers have big feet.
If you ever want to feel bad for a multi-million dollar, you know, 21-year-old, this is what you can feel bad about because his feet are too big, or like he can't wear the new Balenciaga or the new Jordans.
But luckily for sneaker fans, pro athlete or regular guy, small independent buyers are finding a way around the sales limits imposed by brands' apps. Robbie Williams, the Bronx collector again.
Bet your bottom dollar the reseller is not worried about the app because he's still getting his pair.
Some resellers use bots, like ticket scalpers, to try to beat brand systems and buy shoes online. Some wait in line. Either way, they're able to buy a lot of pairs, though it's not always clear how. How did he get 15 pairs?
The world may never know. It's just one of those things.
William says his budget for sneakers is about $2,000 a year. Mostly, he says, he shops at retail stores like Nike or Foot Locker. But for any sneakerheads who want to go through a reseller, he says, don't ask questions. Just tell them what size you need. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.